What this is our brand new way of showing statistics for sermons. So from here, you can actually select now, not just by month, but an actual date range. You can have it just by the week. You could have it for multiple months. You could have it for the whole year. That all by itself is a great new feature. Now, it should be noted, as it says right up here, detailed sermon stats are only available beginning January 1st. So that's the only caveat, is that even though you can select the date range, we just have the stats beginning 2021 and forward. For anything prior to that, you just have to refer to the old PDF reports. So you'll see immediately you have the total number of sermon plays for that period. So whatever period you're looking at. So 14,000 sermon plays for that particular period. It shows you the lifetime plays, 2.9 million. Of that, 9.4K done on a mobile device. And we define mobile kind of broadly. It could be a phone, it could be a tablet. These are the number of sermons that were played in that period. And then, of course, total number of sermons are shown down below. Little handy number to show you the countries that were reached. That's the at a glance. But then down below, you have your top audio sermons, top video sermons. You have your full sermon listing here, which will show you all the sermons that were played in that period. And you can sort this by the newest sermons. You can sort it by the most number of plays. So you can have sorting here. And it shows you in this nice, convenient way. And if you click on the actual sermon, it drills into that sermon. So you can see for that one sermon ID, this is now the new stats that are shown just for that one sermon ID. These are mobile countries reached for that one sermon. So this is all the stats that now you're seeing have to do with this one sermon. And from here you can see the traffic sources for that one sermon, you know, where the people are coming from. And for that one sermon, you can see the geographic information. So, but let's go back to the previous. So this is for everything. You can see it for all these sermons. And you can page through this. These are the traffic sources. So you have most of the traffic coming from the website proper, sermonaudio.com, or your solo site. So this is a breakdown. And you can have it as a stacked bar graph as well, or a pie chart. Then you have your breakdown by day. So this is the date range, again, that we've selected. And so each day you can see how many audio plays, how many video plays. And you can go via a line graph as well. By the way, in here, if you're like, wow, there's a spike on that day. I wonder what happened. You can click on this, and you will drill down into that one day. So now you're looking at that one day. And all of these numbers reflect that one day. These are all the sermons that were played on that one day. And then geographic as well. So let's go back. If we go back here, we see the bar graph, day by day breakdown. And of course we have your geographic breakdown as well. This is kind of a heat map, so you can see the darker colored ones are where there's more downloads. So you can see it at a glance. And then, of course, you have your international map from all over the world. Then at the very end, you have where all of your comments are. These are all of your sermon comments for that date range again. If that weren't enough, you can actually filter this whole thing, as you saw, by sermon ID, so for a single sermon, but you can also do it for a sermon series. So if you're interested in the statistics for just one series, all the numbers that you're seeing are just for that one sermon series. And if it's not a sermon series that you want to see, you can do it by speaker. So for this date range, for this speaker, and this broadcaster account, these are the stats. Anything that you select here can be printed. So if you print this particular view, that date range, that speaker, and you hit print, you have options for paper size, color, or grayscale. So everything is produced in this very pretty printable format. So this is for that speaker. You saw we selected that speaker for this broadcaster, for this date range. And this is all the stats for that one speaker. And then, of course, you can just reset all that and have it just for the date range across all sermons, all speakers,